Well, if you've somehow missed the various community posts and so forth, you might not know. Well, hopefully by reading the title you do know. Anyway, I wrote a book. This is it. It's on HMS Belfast. It's published by USNI, and it's part of the Naval History Special Edition series, covering all sorts of wonderful ships, a lot of them still existing as museum ships, some of them sadly no longer with us. But why am I creating an entire video about this? Well, apart from the fact it's my channel, I can do pretty much what I want. A number of you asked about access to the book in some form other than the paper copy. And we're going to cover one of those options in detail today, and I'm going to mention another one later on. So we're going to cover the digital, if you want some kind of electronic copy to carry around with you on a device or tablet, or you just don't have room to store a physical copy, and I'll mention the audio version a little bit later on. But of course, if you want, you can also order the physical version, links in the description, and ISBN as well, if you want to try and find a friendly local bookstore who can order it for you. So if you would like to get the book or a number of other upcoming USNI publications in digital format, then, well, the first thing to do is go to the USNI website, and eventually you'll be able to go to Books and Press, which you can see there is the third entry up top, and then in there you'll be able to go to Naval Institute Press Digital Editions when that page is ready to launch. However, for the minute, just add app to the front of usni.org, so app.usni.org. And that'll bring you to this page, which is a login, obviously. So if you have a pre-existing login, then you can do that. But since it's a fairly new service, you will probably need to sign up. You can sign up with separate details to your USNI membership if you have one. The same details, again, if you have one, or if you just want to use different details for whatever reason, you can do that as well. Right now, the entire thing is still pretty new for them, as I said, so there's not a huge number of titles on there, but more will be added as new books come out and as perhaps old books are also digitized. So initially, this is what you see in the shopfront, or rather, this is what I see in the shopfront, because quite usefully, if you purchase something from the shop, it then disappears from the shopfront, so you don't end up buying it again. So as you can see here, there's another Naval History Special Edition on the F4U Corsair, and a book on naval leadership, which I think is for people who are attending Annapolis. But then if you go over to the library section, you can see, well, look at this. There's my book in digital format. Obviously, I have already purchased it, so it's there ready for me to access. And of course, more books as and when I purchase them will be available there. So what do you do? How do you access it? Why is USNI doing this as a separate feature from something like Kindle or Kobo or any number of other e-reader formats? There are a number of distinct advantages, and we're going to look at that as we explore various highlights of both the portal and book. So let's see what we can find. So switching over to live video recording from screen mode, and we're there. So I clicked on the book and it's just loading. And there we go. So it's loaded up, and you can just click on the book itself, the front cover, and you can see you get the image. This is one of the nice features. Anyone who's read any number of ebooks will know that very often the pictures are tiny and extremely low res. Not the case here. Here, the pictures are available in full resolution, whatever resolution within reason that the author provided the pictures in is what you'll have access to. And you can see on the top right, you've got our little navigation options. So we've got an area where you can put comments and notes and bookmarks. So you can make specific notes about something that you found in the book, and that will all be digitally available to you. And then coming over to the left-hand side, you've got the various chapter headings, so you can jump to specific sections of the book, which is quite handy. And over here, you've also got general controls. So there's account settings. You can return to what they call the rucksack, i.e. where all your digital books are kept. That's just me at the moment. Presumably, I'm low rank because I only have the one book. If you find any issues, you can report a bug, you can sign out of your account, all the other good stuff. So back to the book itself. So this is obviously recorded on a big computer monitor, so it's quite wide format. Then you've got a little intro bit that tells you all about various specific features, some of which we're going to explore as we go on, but you can pause and have a look if you just want to read the About This Digital Book page as well. And one of the advantages of having the full image loaded in is, of course, if you have a nice big screen, those images can be seen at full size. So you can see here, this section comes in a scrollable format. So you've got the text and a number of pictures. This corresponds to the introduction 2 pages in the physical book, with the layout slightly reformatted for the digital edition. But as you can see, you can highlight any of the pictures and get them in full scale. But you'll notice that there's another picture here that's got a little eye next to it. Now, what happens if I click that eye? Well, here's the picture, but there's also a play button. What happens if I hit that? The Supermarine Walrus was a small flying boat that equipped a large number of Royal Navy capital ships and cruisers during the early part of the Second World War. Initially, it might look like something of an anachronism, a byproduct of an earlier age, being a pusher biplane flying boat in an era where a large number of seaplanes being deployed across the world were monoplane and, well, tractor configuration. But the Walrus did have a number of advantages. It was capable of landing in somewhat rougher seas due to the fact it landed on its hull with outrigger float supports as opposed to on float suspended beneath a fuselage. The pusher configuration gave its pilots a great field of view and kept the engine as far away as physically possible from the sea. And it was actually amphibious, as the Walrus came with landing gear as well as the ability to land on open water. And as the war progressed, this would lead to an unlikely secondary role for the Walrus, that being pilot recovery during carrier operations. If an aircraft had to ditch for whatever reason, or if there was an accident, or if there was just a man overboard, a ship's Walrus could fairly rapidly head out to collect the individual or the crew, haul them on board, take off again, and, thanks to its wheeled landing gear, then land quite happily on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier, which in the case of flight crew meant that they could be back in action as soon as they dried out. It also made the Walrus invaluable for a number of other duties, such as ship-to-shore liaison purposes and light cargo transportation, in addition to its actual role as a scout and anti-submarine aircraft. And although it was never going to win prizes for speed or agility, a few Walruses were known to have taken part in air-to-air combat, usually with German reconnaissance aircraft in the absence of anything more sprightly to engage the interlopers. Yes, that's actually me. I'm in the digital book. So when you see these little eye symbols attached to a photo, that means you can obviously look at the photo, but the photo, or it could be a table, or it could be a bit of text, wherever you see this little eye symbol, means it has some kind of interactive feature. In this particular case, and as it stands throughout the digital edition of my book at the moment, that's a series of audio recordings, just explaining a little bit more about something in the book that goes a little bit beyond what was in the actual text itself. It can also be in the form of some kind of interactive chart or a video or any number of other things that you can upload to it. And the best part about it is not only do you get all these little extra snippets, but they can be updated. So there's around about 24 of these little audio segments in my book in digital format at the moment. However, if I happen to record some more video, let's say I go aboard HMS Belfast and find something interesting, or I decide, oh, hang on a minute, there's this bit which didn't make the cut of the final text, but I think probably my still be a little bit interesting, all I have to do is get that recorded and formatted, pop it over to USNI, they upload it, the book updates, and the next time you go to read your book, there'll be a new thing for you to see, or read, or watch, or listen to, or whatever the format happens to be. And this obviously applies across the board, so essentially, an author can't take away anything from your digital edition. But if they want to, they can continue to add things. I suspect, particularly in books where you have track charts or maps and things like this, making those either interactive or progressive, i.e. they move through a whole series of individual steps, might be very handy in understanding what's going on. And if you want to highlight a section, just click and drag over the bit of text you want to highlight or add a note to, so you don't have to note the entire page. If there's a particular sentence, you can add a note to that particular sentence as well. So moving on to the next section, And you'll see there's a table that you can access. And notice the I button, so it's not only an accessible table, but it's also an interactive table. So you can hit play if you want to hear my commentary on these tables, but you can also just hit the various titles. So you've got the Megami class, the Brooklyn class, the regular Flavortown class, and the Edinburgh subvariant, aka HMS Belfast. And you can go through their basic statistics by way of comparison, which is the point of the table. And then as we head on down the text, you can see here there's a little compare and contrast between the Plymouth model in World of Warships and the HMS Belfast 1943 model. So you can scroll through the various views there, or again, you can come in and look at them at a somewhat larger scale, and then go back out into the main text. And then as we continue through the book into other sections, so we're moving forward in Belfast history, we'll come across other little features. So you can see that there's another information block regarding radar. Keep going. Then as we continue to come further and further down, you can see they've used that picture as the cover picture in the digital section. There's another information block there about the B bomb or buoyancy bomb. You can see all of the quotes I've included from people who served aboard Belfast. They're all there in italicized red, so you can tell when someone that's not me is speaking. There's a little audio note from me that's not attached to a picture, so that's what it'll look like when it's attached to text. And then as we get over to the armament of Belfast, there's another table to look at. This one doesn't have an audio clip on it just yet, but as you can see, you've got the basic format of the table, which starts off blank, but then if you go back into it, you can then, as we saw earlier, just click on the various headings and you'll get the data that you need out of that table. Again, this slightly differs from the physical copy where you'll have all of these columns side by side, but this is a format that can scale up and down whether on your mobile phone, tablet, or PC, whereas a full-size table might be a bit difficult to navigate on a smaller device. So that's a quick look at some of the additional features that you get with this digital service platform that you won't get with others. And, well, BSNI has been around for a while. It's probably not going anywhere either, so there is a certain degree of reliability there as well. So that's your digital option if you don't want to have a physical option. But what if you have visual impairments or you just like audiobooks? What about an audiobook version? Well, I'm working with USNI on that. There will most likely be an audiobook version in the hopeful near future, but that will be something that will come out as an update on the channel at some point subsequently. Apart from anything, I've got to do the master recording for it now that we have the final text. A quick shout out to everybody who came to the launch event on the 31st of May at HMS Belfast in London. That was quite fun. We also got to experience, I think, to a degree, what it was like to serve on HMS Belfast in the tropics in our wardroom presentation area as the sun nicely heated the ship. But there you go. And of course, if you want to go and visit HMS Belfast, book in hand or not, she is still there on the Thames, with a very friendly crew aboard, of course. And if you have picked up a copy of the book, whether that be a physical version or knowing about the digital one, the digital version, and you happen to like it, then of course, please do leave a review with whoever you purchased it with, hopefully a good one, because of course, that all helps. It's kind of the real world version of like, favorite, subscribe. And I know I don't usually do that, but it would be nice to see some nice book reviews about the book. Obviously, as I said, if you happen to like it. I mean, I can't control what you write, obviously. I can just control what I say on the channel. So once again, many thanks to US Naval Institute Press for publishing the book in the first place and working with me to get it published. Thanks to all of you who have already ordered or pre-ordered a copy. If you are having issues with ordering or pre-ordering in your country or whatever, please do drop me a line and I'll see what I can do to resolve that. And, well, look out for future announcements regarding this book and other books that I'm working on as well, hopefully also with USNI. So, until then, see you again in another video.